This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertley. Good morning. It's not too hard to find ardent hardcore supporters of both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, but the couple we're about to meet has the distinction of passionately backing each of those candidates while living together under the same roof. Bob and Carol Backus in some ways defy expectations. Carol Backus is 70 years young, but doesn't fit the technically young profile of the millennial voters so often associated with feeling the burn. Now retired, she's originally from Georgia, not known as a hotbed for democratic socialism, and she worked in communications for 17 years for New Hampshire's National Education Association, whose union endorsed Hillary Clinton. But she's for Bernie all the way. Her husband Bob is a retired lawyer, now 76, and is a second-term member of New Hampshire's House of Representatives. He'd like to see Hillary Clinton become the first woman president in U.S. history. Bob and Carol invited us to their home in Manchester recently to talk about opposing politics amid marriage in advance of tomorrow's first-in-the-nation primary.
Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Mitch, and this is Kathleen. Hi, how are you, and who's this?
This is Bogey, and he wants to give you a good barking before we do anything
else.
How
are you doing, sweetie?
Would you like to sit at the table, or would you prefer to be in here?
I am supporting Hillary because I think we just cannot elect one of these Republicans president. It would invalidate so many things I think are important to our country that I believe in. And despite Bernie having some polls showing that he has some electoral advantage, he hasn't been the subject of decades of attacks like Hillary Clinton has. And so I think she's the one that's been vetted. She's the one that's ready, and she's the one that's got the broader agenda.
I supported Hillary Clinton in 2008, but I've since had a chance to really re-examine that. And I am very enthusiastic about Senator Sanders. There's a whole movement. It's not just Bernie. It's people who are very concerned that our political process has been hijacked by money and by the people who are at the top tier of our economic system and are able to buy elections. So Bernie's focus tied in with what was already my focus, getting that money out of politics so that we can accomplish everything else we want to.
First, let me ask you, how long have you two been married?
15 years.
15 years. And you know, I hear you both talking very passionately about these two candidates. Did you both watch the debate last night? Because we're speaking to you on a Friday before the New Hampshire primary, which is Tuesday. Last night was the first debate between Hillary and Bernie one-on-one. Did you watch it together?
We watched it, but on different TVs.
Really? This sounds to me like something like Red Sox and Yankees fans that are married together, they have to go to separate bedrooms to watch the game.
Let me say that at some point Hillary handed out these little molds to make Christmas cookies in the shape of her campaign logo, and I decided to make some cookies, and Carol helped me with them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Bob talks about Secretary Clinton's experience. Experience is good. Senator Sanders has had a different kind of experience. I remember that Jack Kennedy was elected to the presidency after coming out of the Senate. So there's more than one route and more than one kind of experience.
But the thing that bothers me about Bernie is I keep thinking of 1972 when George McGovern, who was a candidate that fired up people just like Bernie has, and he did sweep to the nomination in quite an upset, and he carried one state. He carried one state. Now, Bernie does have better polling numbers than that, but the Republican attack machine hasn't really gone after him. And when they do, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for him.
Carol, you can see if Bernie does become the nominee, you can just imagine the attack ads. There'll be 30-second ads with an ominous voiceover and the word socialist in big red letters across the screen. I think anyone can predict that. What about what Bob is saying there, Bernie's ultimate electability and the fact that he does not run from the term socialist?
Well, I think it's been pointed out that the generation from which Senator Sanders is gaining his strength does not view socialism in the same way that people my age might. Socialism, in reality, means taking care of the needs of people and doing it together. And I think there's a large part of this country that is ready to take a serious look at that. Expanding Medicare, public education, if you wanted to look at it in that context, could be called a socialist project. And Bernie wants to expand that to include college. Well, my goodness, what on earth is wrong with that? And I think people can see that and understand it.
Okay, let's get personal for a minute. What's it like? You're both so passionate. You're obviously, you've researched the issues. You know what you're talking about. What's it been like here under the same roof, having such passionate views about such, you know, these two different candidates and wanting them to be the nominee? Has this put any kind of strain on your marriage?
Oh, I don't think so. We've gotten a little testy about this once in a while, but we have other things we get testy about, you know. That's a part of being in a marriage. I hope we can be kind of an example of what I hope will happen for everybody, which is we're going to have our fights about this. We're going to be passionate about what we care for. And when we're done, we want to be united. I do think the Democratic Party will unite behind either one of these people.
Carol, do you ever get a little miffed at Bob over not coming over to the Bernie camp?
Well, I keep trying to persuade him, and that's actually the first time I've heard him say he would support Bernie if he got the nomination. So I'm really pleased to hear that on the radio, Bob.
We're making some news here today, it sounds like.
but yes, we will continue to be united. One of the things about this campaign is that Senator Sanders has definitely moved her. You know, she has come way around. She wasn't even talking about economic issues when she started this campaign. So I think whatever happens, his participation has been a wonderful part of it, and hers has too. And we'll just see what happens down the road.
Well, all the conventional wisdom, though, is that after that, things get really tougher for Bernie Sanders. South Carolina, Super Tuesday, a lot of the southern states where Hillary Clinton enjoys, if the polls are to be believed, a very strong show of support from minority voters, from black voters. Mm-hmm. Do you think Bernie Sanders can cut into that appeal that Hillary Clinton has?
Well, I'm doing everything I can. I told you I was from the Deep South, and I'm already on Facebook with my friends down there and emailing and calling some of my friends and saying, hey, you got to take a real hard look at Bernie, because he's the person who's working for the average citizen to make things better, to give us back our government, to take it away from the 1%. And if you're in the South, your wages are probably even lower than they are here in New Hampshire, and you shouldn't be just voting for someone automatically without giving Bernie a real hard look.
Well, Bob, what do you think? I mean, Hillary Clinton has really enjoyed a lot of support in the African-American community. Do you think that'll hold up as we move to these other states from primaries?
I believe it will. I do believe it will. And as I say, I think a New Hampshire win for Bernie, even if it's a fairly substantial one, will be somewhat discounted. And I do think she's going to have much better prospects in South Carolina and also Nevada.
You know, when it comes down to it, whoever the nominee is, do you feel that, because it's clear to me that you've both expressed a really strong fear, I suppose, of a Republican winning the White House at this point. Do you think that you'll be as passionate for whoever it is, Bernie or Hillary, as you are now supporting them each when it comes to that general election?
Yes. Absolutely. No question.
I would say yes, too, with a little sense of foreboding if it's Bernie. I would be
because you think enthusiastic.
As I say, that the George McGovern.
When did you give up? That's what I want to know. You have fought all your life for change. Why give up now?
I'm not giving up. I am not giving up, but I am very concerned that the Republican attack machine will take down Bernie, as we were discussing earlier, with his socialist label. I mean, socialism to a lot of people isn't just about whether you're going to have public schools or not. That will morph into communism. I predict that term will be flung at Bernie Sanders if he's the nominee.
Well, I don't think it'll stick. I just can't conceive of that. So I am quite comfortable with Bernie as the nominee, as you can tell.
I want to thank you both so much for sharing this time with us, welcoming us into your home today, and talking about this very interesting dichotomy that you have here in the household. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
You.